Well, anyway, let's not worry about that. Also, at about when I was at MIT, there was another guy I met that was very, very important, and that was Warren Torgerson.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do with those pain words. I had done an experiment, and all that came out of it was that the more pain people have, the more words they use. Right. But I didn't, and I knew also that the words fell into groups like hot, warm, burning, searing, or that sort of thing, palpitating, throbbing, beating, pounding. There are obvious groups, but I didn't know what you'd do with it. Now, at MIT, when I was at MIT, the psychology department had a thing they called the Pretzel Club.
Yeah.
So we ate pretzels and drank beer every second Thursday night or something. I've forgotten how it went. But the guys from Lincoln Labs and other places, psychologists in a variety of different parts of MIT that were really far out, you know, they were in special laboratories working for on government money, these guys would come in and join us. And one of those guys was Warren Torgerson.
Yeah.
And we each gave our little spiels, and Warren Torgerson gave his talk on multidimensional scaling.
Oh, yes.
I'd never heard of multidimensional scaling. In fact, I hate statistics. I used to run from was statistics. But here, suddenly, as a statistician, really had a technique that looked like it could do the job.
Right.
So I went to Torgy and said, you know, would you do this work with me on these pain words? And he said, well, let me think about it. And after a while, he said, yeah, that would be fun. So we began to do these studies. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened?
You know, I have to make a comment here.
Yes.
It suddenly strikes me that you have had incredible success in your career, interesting other people in working with you.
Yeah.
And and to your advantage and obviously very much to their advantage.
Absolutely.
And that's not so easy. A lot of people, certainly I have had difficulty going to, I mean, not with my students, but going outside. And,
yes.
You know, and the people, I'm too busy, I'm doing this and that. You know, but you had very good success with that. I think that's a
very good success. And it's been
your
fluky.
Career.
Most of it. Yeah. Some of it has been fluky, some of it has been, I mean, the fact that it's to Warren Torgerson's great credit that he said, yes, I'm interested in this problem. Yeah. Because up to that time, he'd been doing most of his work with squiggles.
Yeah.
I mean, quite literally.
Yeah.
He would make squiggles on a blackboard, and people would have to say which squiggle was, most like that another squiggle, and or least like another squiggle.
Right.
And now suddenly there were words, so he found that a very challenging problem that was right up his area.
Right.
Maybe that was my lucky fluke. No, or maybe that is a talent.
Well,
this problem will interest this guy.
Absolutely,
see, I choose the right guy.
Sure.
But anyway, Torgy is a perfectionist. So we kept doing experiments, and then when I came to McGill, I was still doing experiments. And no matter every draft, Torgy would have something wrong, find something wrong. Unlike Pat and I, where we would come to a draw, you know, we'd say, okay, we've sweated through this enough, this is how we'll publish it.
Right.
Torgy always had one more experiment to do. And finally, one day, I said, Torgy, either you accept this draft or this paper I'm going to just publish this goddamn paper.
Right.
So he made some changes. He said, okay, I can live with this paper now. And I said, I'm never going to write another paper with Torgy. He's going to drive me crazy. And that's why all the work afterwards, he has not been a colleague. But that first paper on the language of pain is the classic paper on that thing.
Absolutely. Right?
That's the big one. Sure. And Torgy gets enormous credit for that.
Right.
But afterwards, it just couldn't be.
Right.
And so the McGill, I called it the McGill pain questionnaire, and you know, with no names. I didn't want my name on it.
That's right.
Other people put my name on it. They called it the McGill-Melzack pain questionnaire. Yeah. That was never, ever, ever my doing.
Right.
It was always the McGill pain questionnaire.
Yeah.
With the understanding that was based on the paper I did with Torgy.
Yeah.
Well, that thing began to catch on very quickly.